From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Secretary of State says both sides are responsible. The ceasefire in Syria may be moribund, but Secretary of State John Kerry says it's not dead yet.
And we're getting closer to a place of understanding. But we have some work to do, and that's why we're here.
Mr. Kerry was speaking earlier in the day in Geneva, but later on, as he appeared with UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura, he claimed that both sides of the conflict are responsible for the bloodshed.
So both sides, the opposition and the regime, have contributed to this chaos. And we are working over these next hours intensely in order to try to restore the cessation of hostilities, and at the same time to raise the level of accountability that will accompany the day-to-day process of implementing this ceasefire.
UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura.
We are reinvigorating, actually, together between the Russians and Americans in the UN building the operation center. In other words, we are preparing the mechanism. But the mechanism needs a political will. Otherwise, we would have only a mechanism. But that is actually being started today.
VOA asked Trinity University scholar David Lesh about the prospects of reviving the ceasefire.
The prospects are small. I think the so-called cessation of hostilities is on life support, and certainly Secretary of State Kerry and perhaps even the Russians are desperately trying to maintain the illusion that some form of it continues.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Baghdad is largely back to normal after it teetered on the edge of political chaos on Sunday. The city had been in a state of emergency as protesters occupying parts of the once secure green zone and lawmakers fled while the military went on high alert. Now, over the weekend, protesters led by Shiite cleric Matara al-Sadr gathered in front of the parliament. It was the culmination of weeks of political wrangling and increasing instability. Afghanistan's president is expected to soon sign the execution orders for prisoners who've been convicted on terrorism-related charges. Ashraf Ghani promised to expedite the execution process for insurgents sentenced to death following the April 19th explosion in Kabul that killed 64 people and wounded an additional 300. The president's vow came one day before the Taliban asked human rights organizations and the International Committee of the Red Cross to intervene on their behalf with the Afghan government. A car bomb has killed at least 13 Shiite pilgrims in Baghdad on the anniversary of the death of a revered 8th century religious leader. Police and medical sources say at least 28 others, including women and children, were wounded. A parked car containing explosives detonated Monday in the southwestern neighborhood as Shiite Muslims conducted an annual pilgrimage to Imam Musa al-Qadim's shrine in northern Baghdad. Well, there was hope the appointment of a new regional mediator for Burundi, former Tanzanian President Benjamin Mkapa, would jumpstart the peace process. But talks that were scheduled to start Monday in Arusha have been delayed until later this month. In the meantime, arrests, grenade attacks, and assassinations continue, and dialogue grows more complicated by the day. Mohamed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
Political mediation for Burundi, scheduled to start Monday, has been postponed. Officials cited the need to consult more with the government and its opponents. A previous mediation effort led by Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni failed to make progress. Government spokesman Willy Nyamitwe says the talks should expand to include opposition groups in exile.
Political talks are going on in the country because we have a commission that is dealing with inter-Burundian dialogue, but we are willing to continue this dialogue from inside to outside. So we have to go outside to meet other Burundians who cannot make their trip to Burundi.
The opposition group, Sinared, whose members are mostly in exile, have accused the government of blocking them from taking part in the political dialogue. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The United Nations says more than 400 people have been killed and more than 250,000 have fled the country since the crisis began. As many as 22 Somali soldiers may have been killed and 10 are missing after the militant group Al-Shabaab attacked and recaptured a town in the Middle Shebelle region. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.